A Google search for Syria and Rwanda produces millions of hyperlinks to reports, editorials, UN videos, and more. Most liken the Syria and Rwandan conflicts and suggest that the world intervene in Syria to stop state violence against civilians as it failed to do in Rwanda. However, a new book by Canadian journalist Judy Reavers turns the story of what actually happened in Rwanda inside out. KPFA's Anne Garrison reports.
Judy Reavers' book, In Praise of Blood, Crimes of the Rwandan Patriotic Front, implicates Rwandan President Paul Kagame and his army in massacres of both Hutu and Tutsi people during the Rwandan genocide. Speaking to the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, Reavers said, contrary to the orthodox account of the genocide, that Kagame did not stop it.
He did not stop the genocide because at the same time that ethnic Tutsis were being killed in Hutu-controlled zones, his Tutsi troops were killing with equal zeal and organization. And in every zone that the Rwandan Patriotic Front and its army entered, they killed massively and in an organized way.
Killed Hutus.
They also fueled the genocide against the Tutsis. They infiltrated the Hutu militias very successfully, and they baited the violence, they egged on the violence, but they also, some of their commandos participated in the slaughter of Tutsis at roadblocks. This is a known phenomenon. This is recorded in testimony, in documents from testimony of RPF defectors. I have testimony from my own sources who have said this was widespread. So they fueled that genocide against the Tutsis, and they committed a genocide against Hutus as well.
Weaver says that as many Hutus as Tutsis were killed during and after the genocide.
At least 500,000 Hutus who were killed by Kagame's troops during the genocide and in the months after the genocide. Now, some people have said that figure could be as high as 1 million.
Reaver also says that killings in territory under the Tutsi army's control were not investigated.
The killing in RPF-controlled zones was not investigated. And I point out that Human Rights Watch was on the ground after the genocide and didn't fully investigate the areas that Kagame controlled. So number one, there's a problem with the human rights organizations that were there. Number two, the journalists who were there during the genocide had a very hard time figuring out what was going on at first. And when they did go into RPF zones, they were under RPF escort. Number three, we had an incredible campaign of propaganda going on that started with an NGO called African Rights. And they basically primed world opinion and journalistic opinion on what happened during the genocide. And this was an organization that we have learned was a front organization for the RPF, for Kagame's political party. This is an organization that received funding from the government, from Kagame's government afterwards. And so we're able to look at how they did research, then how that research from African Rights was absorbed and regurgitated by even Human Rights Watch, by journalists worldwide. And so we've never really had a look at these things.
And that was Canadian journalist Judy Reaver, author of In Praise of Blood, Crimes of the Rwandan Patriotic Front. In Berkeley for Pacifica, KPFA and Afrobeat Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.